Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. You'll never find a better time of the year to go to your local market than right now. Just about anything you can grow in Maryland is on the farmer's shelves. And what a sight it is. Chef Jerry Pellegrino just walking up and down the aisles of the market made my mouth water.
Oh, I'm sure. And what a beautiful growing season it's been. And the weather's perfect. And this is honestly the height of the season. Everything is just blowing up.
It really is. Well, I started my stroll through the Waverly Market by passing Liberty Delight Farm, who are touting their baby back ribs, which are perfect for this time of year. And then I went on to see a lot of the familiar staples of corn, broccoli, sweet potatoes, onions, green beans, squash, peppers, and carrots, all at the Knopp Farm stand. Talk about one shop, one-stop shopping. And our friend Bartenfelder's not only had their usual delicious produce, but tables full of mums with baskets of deeply colored autumn bouquets, as well as decorative gourds and corn cobs. Jerry, it was just a sight. It was just unbelievable.
I'm sure. Yeah, those, you know, the fall colors are great, and it's nice to see them. I mean, I know it's the signal at the end of summer, but, you know, look, it's inevitable.
Oh, yeah, and so let's go out with a bang.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of a bang, Eden Farms had their usual incredible variety of peppers, ranging from cool and mild to red-hot scotch bonnets. And you got to be a brave person to try those.
Yeah, those they scare me. I don't know.
Yeah. But a few stalls down, I spotted a lovely collection of summer and winter squash, because you get both of them this time of the year, including those green and yellow two-tone varieties. There were patty pans, crookneck, and dark green zucchinis. Mm. The Martin Farm had giant beets, both red and orange. They had tasty yellow wax beans, French breakfast radishes, and fresh-cut herbs by the bundle. That's a great place to go for your herbs. And I also spotted leeks in those pretty little round white onions that are just, you know, look like giant ping-pong balls. My friend, you've seen them. That's what they look like.
I love them.
My friend Billy Calk from Pine Grove Farm has a great assortment of pumpkins, including the Cinderella, which I think is the premier pumpkin for making pies.
And it's a great, great pumpkin.
You know, it's just wonderful, naturally sweet. He still has all of his wonderful melons for sale with five or six varieties, including the rarely seen Santa Claus melon. And our buddy, Joan Norman, at One Straw Farm.
Yeah.
She's offering up tiny peppers, little eggplants, baby squash, along with little red cherry tomatoes. I think there's a theme going here.
Yeah, right?
You can also pick up some beautiful Swiss chard and some tangy fennel. Reed and Blackrock Orchards have also been harvesting their apples, including one that I love, Ambrosia. And then there's Fuji, Honeycrisp, Macoun, Crimson Crisp, Mutsu, Ribbonet, and one I know you like is Empire.
That's a great apple, yeah, for
really
sure.
Is.
And Reed is, and they're both great orchards. Reed, those guys grow incredible apples.
They do. Finally, a bit of bad news. Tom McCarthy, who everybody knew as the peas and beans man, passed away this last week. Such a gentleman, and his produce was second to none. Jerry, you've seen the long lines at the Sunday market.
Oh, I know. He will be sorely missed. I mean, he was an icon, there's no doubt.
There is no doubt. So we miss you, Tom. But I think the beans and the peas are still going to be for sale. So it's a great time to get out there and do some shopping. I'm Al Spohler.
And I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White, for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.